Well, give us another song.
There's another song that we did on the recording called The George Fox Song. You know, I've never been particularly fond of the song. It is kind of significant for Quakers. It's kind of a folk song that talks about the person who founded Quakerism back in the 1640 time frame, a guy named George Fox, and he felt that you could have a direct linkage between yourself and God, and you didn't need to have all these intermediaries like bishops and cardinals and all that stuff. From there came the Quakers, and the George Fox song talks about this guy who went out and talked to various people, trying to get them involved and taking a more direct route to their spirituality. That's been interesting in that I can not necessarily like the music of the song, but I understand the content is significant for Quakers, and so I kind of put up with the song. What was interesting is I went to a French General Conference in Bowling Green a couple years ago. There was a gentleman there from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I don't recall his name, but he's quite a folk artist, plays guitar, plays banjo, and he brought a very long banjo, something like what Pete Seeger would play. And he played that song, the George Fox song, and it was the best rendition of the song I'd ever heard. I thought, wow, this is the way to do the George Fox song. It was just really simple and kind of speaks to the simplicity of Quakerism as well. So it was really a delightful, delightful piece.
The George Fox song.
There's a light that is shining in the heart.
Song that Don Pardee doesn't particularly like, but which somehow fits into the Quaker theology, celestial history of the group, I guess. Maybe that fits in that well. I think maybe, Don, you're going to have to learn how to play long neck banjo so you could do this song a way you'd enjoy it.
Maybe so.
That one refers to things the way Quakers think about this kind of wide-ranging theology or individual way of thought that is common in Quakers.